Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. It's time once again to geek out over books with the Dakota Midday Book Nerds. Joining me today in the studios at the University of Sioux Falls is Jacqueline Palfy-Clemond. She's an editor at the Argus Leader and has run the Argus Leader Book Club for 11 years. Jacqueline, welcome to Dakota Midday. And what's happening now is when we've had a serious week of news, and at the end of the week, you call in your friends. So Jacqueline is also a friend of mine. Full disclosure, we've worked together before, so thanks for coming and talking about books.
Thanks. I've never done radio before. I feel weird.
tell me about the book club.
We've been around for 10 and a half years. We meet at Zan Bros the third Thursday of every month at 6:30 p.m. This month, it's open to the public. We read a different book every month, so you have to finish the entire book or there will be a spoiler. It's okay if you don't finish it, but someone's going to ruin it for you. This month, we are reading My Brilliant Friend. Here, maybe you can pronounce this author's name.
Oh, Elena Ferrante. Yeah. I'm going to go with that. Just right. Confidently say that you think you know what it is.
Okay. We usually try to choose something that's not on one of the bestseller lists, and that's in trade paperback, so something a little different than what other book clubs are reading. Joan Reddy and I have done it together. She used to work at the Siouxland Public Libraries, and she's retired now, and we take turns choosing the books.
Jacqueline, I think we're going to switch you to another mic. I think we're having some problems with that, so if our listeners can just have a little patience, we'll try to make sure you can hear the brilliance of Jacqueline Palfy-Clemond. If you want to talk to us about the books you're reading this summer, give us a call. It's 800-524-3604, or send us an email, midday@sdpb.org. Jacqueline, go ahead and talk again. Let's see if we got you.
Hello.
That is so much better. I think I have every microphone in the studio up right now for your quiet voice.
Yeah.
So
that's what people say about me, super quiet.
Yes. We were talking before about pronunciations, so we're going to confess right now that sometimes as readers, we don't necessarily know how to pronounce the author's names.
We
might get it wrong.
Can I just tell you something about being a lifelong reader and horrible pronunciation and why I'm a print journalist? It wasn't until I was in like fifth grade that I realized that the word I kept reading as discipline was discipline. I was like, it's so weird. It's in all the books, but nobody says it. Why does anybody say this word?
Nobody said discipline to you because you were a good child. Let's go to some of our Facebook comments. This one came in this morning. Someone's reading Miller's Valley by Anna Quinlan. That is also on my desk, but I haven't gotten to it yet. Have you read that one?
I have not, but I have read several of her books.
You can't lose with Anna Quinlan, I don't think. Also,
yeah.
Gratitude by Oliver Sacks.
I have not read that one yet either.
And The Magic Shop by James Doty. I'm going to say Doty. D-O-T-Y. One I don't know. So that's a pretty good list. Also, the new biography of George McGovern, which I'm told is a hefty tome. It's got a lot of pages. It's thick. It's a doorstop, but it's going to be a good. It's going to be a good read. So what else are you reading other than this?
Well, I have to finish 300 pages of this by Thursday. I hope to cram it in before this today, but I didn't because I can't stop reading this Colin McCann book, 13 Ways of Looking. It's two novellas, and I love everything that he writes. It's just beautiful.
Huh. I don't know that one at all either.
Have you read anything
no.
by him? He
mm-hmm.
wrote Let the Great World Spin, which is
okay.
one of my, I would say top, I say everything is one of my top 10 books, but it really is one of my top 10 books. And it was about everything, all these stories that sort of circle around what happened when the man walked between the towers on the tightrope.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all these things that sort of happen that day when people look up and they see it. And it's stunning. The writing is stunning.
What do you look for in a summer read? Do you read differently in the summer than you do the rest of the season?
I am terrible. I judge all books by their cover.
You judge all books by their cover. Book design is important.
Yes. Yeah. And I still read library books. I don't read on a device. And I go in and I personally support our public library with all of my late fees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got some books in my trunk right now. Don't tell them.
There
are librarians listening right now. The phones are going to start ringing any minute. Not to tell me what they're reading or the hot library books are, but to chew me out for having the library books in my trunk.
Well, I've had a book of yours, a Jeanette Winterson book, on my nightstand for 9 years. 9 years.
It's okay. I'm holding hostage the Bullfighter Checks Her Makeup.
Oh, that's
I still
so good.
Have that
I
one.
Forgot
yes.
about that
and
book.
You have Lighthouse Keeping. Or
yes.
is that, yeah, that's
yes.
the Winterson one.
Yes.
Some Luck is what I'm reading right now.
Yes.
The Jane Smiley, which is the South Dakota One book.
Yes.
And you've read all the series or
yes,
the trilogy.
I read all three of them.
Tell
yep.
me what I have to look forward to without any spoilers.
Okay. Well, they're fast. They're fast reads. They have an enormous amount of characters, which is pretty fantastic. And they span a, you know, I mean, they span a giant length of time. They're so different from the beginning to the end. But what I loved about them is I just felt completely immersed in this family. Hmm. You know, are they great? I don't know, sort of. But I couldn't stop.
Yeah.
I read a lot of criticism that she got a little too religious toward the end in the final book. And I don't
sure.
know that, I didn't really see that.
Hmm.
You know, I just like her.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I've loved her since college and...
My summer reading is pretty much dictated by whatever the South Dakota Festival Books is bringing, because I will try to read as many of those authors as I can. And then at the Festival Books, I'll end up buying more books, and that will be my winter reading.
Okay.
So really I only have spring that's not...
So spring,
spring
I can make
fall.
Suggestions.
You can
you.
Make suggestions.
Will you please read the Colin McCann book?
I will.
Okay.
I will write it down. You suggested somebody that's going to lose... this is the story of a happy marriage. What is that one? You told me that, and I was like,
oh.
I have never heard of her, and I couldn't believe. And then I had to email you and say, I cannot believe I do not know who this author
is.
This is
the story of this a happy
marriage. This is the story of a happy marriage. Yeah, that
their
was
essays.
An excellent book. And then also...
God, who did write that? It's the same person who wrote Love Ship,
Pritchard?
Hate Ship, Courtship, Marriage.
Is it Pritchard? Here we go. We'll look it up here in a minute. Dear County Agent Guy is the other thing that I'm reading. Jerry Nelson. This is our Midday Book Club feature right now. So, and that is just kind of light and funny and fun. And we'll talk to him coming up on the show because we have a book club too. Not 11
yes.
years,
yes.
but it's still going. And then the other thing I read was Tribe by Sebastian Younger, which is about the human need to be in a tribe, specifically referring to the military. Sebastian Younger has done a lot of reporting from war zones and has written about over-valorizing the military in a really intelligent way. And this one is all about transitioning back to civilian life after military service, after combat. And he's just a smart, smart journalist. So I've enjoyed that one as well. What else? Are you looking forward to any new releases this summer?
Honestly, I'm always so far behind. I'm a terrible guest for that.
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is coming out at the end of the month. Is
okay.
that going to be on your list?
Okay, I've never even read the first Harry Potter. I know that I probably should. I should probably get my kids into it. I bet that they would love it.
Yeah.
But I'm not a huge fantasy.
That's not, yeah.
You know.
But they're not really fantasy books.
Oh, that's what everybody says. Who likes Harry Potter. Like, oh, it's not.
Yeah, they're school stories. They're stories about school and life and love. And
with,
yes.
you know, witches.
With magic.
With magic.
How about The Girls by Emma Klein? That one comes up under every single best of the summer list. It's from Random House. It came out in June. I think it's a horror novel, or it's a crime novel.
I have
sort.
A request in for it, actually.
You wait for it at the library?
Yeah. Every time I hear the title, though, there was a book called The Girls that came out maybe 10 years ago about conjoined twins. Did you ever read that?
Nope.
It's a fiction book. I can't remember the woman who wrote it. She just came out with another one. Like, it took her a really long time. It's called The Mountain Story is the new book by her, but it took her forever to come out.
Yeah.
With another one. Or I just missed a whole middle part. Also
right,
possible.
Right. Amy Schumer in the end of August, I think, comes out with The Girl with the Lower Back Tattoo, which has been promoted so much that I thought it was already out. I didn't realize it didn't come out till August because you see it everywhere. Are you looking forward to another comedy or humor thing in the vein of Tina Fey and others?
I loved Tina Fey's book.
Yeah.
You know, did you read it?
No, I did. I did read
the
that.
The best part about it was just her sort of, you know, letter to her daughter for, like, all the things, you know,
right.
don't be too damaged, basically. Like, it was fantastic. But I love Amy Schumer.
And the other one that keeps coming up on list of best of is Barkskins, Annie Proulx.
Oh,
Proulx.
Yes.
And I'm sure everybody knows how to pronounce that, but me, I'm going to say Proulx.
She wrote Cloud Stories, is
okay.
that right? And she
yeah.
wrote...
She's a Pulitzer winner, I think.
She wrote the one about the Nova Scotia, or what was it?
Yeah, I don't remember. This
I'm
is what
staring
else, yeah.
at you.
We're all gonna fall
somebody
apart.
Somebody Google
remembering
and call.
What, somebody call it and let us know what that book is called. How do you keep a book club going on for 11 years?
Every 6 months I tell myself I'm not going to do it anymore. And then I can't stop because I don't have anybody else I can sit and talk to about books like this. And it's these group of women. They're smart and, you know, they're varied in age and they don't mess around. They come and they want to talk about the book. And if you steer, we've filtered away the people who steer us too far off course. You know, like there's a woman, Suzanne, who has come every month since we started, and she'll always come back to, well, let's talk about the writing here. And when you can have time to just talk about that, I feel like I'm in heaven. You know,
same people over 11 years, people come and go.
People come and go. Someone will come for a few years and then they'll leave, you know, or they kind of come in. Now there's maybe five of us who have been there most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? And how do you choose what comes next on the list?
Joan and I read a ton. And we, Joan Reddy from Retired Librarian. And she and I have completely different taste in books. She likes British books and she likes sort of lighter, funnier books. She always has to steer me away from the dark side. Like, I just get darker and darker and darker.
And must be your job.
I don't, maybe. And World War II. Like, I'll read any World War II book. I cannot control myself. And
really?
Yeah, I don't. Fiction, just fiction. Right. You know? But so generally, I will read a ton and she'll read a ton and then we'll throw our list together and say, okay, you know, let's go from here. But we don't usually choose it off reviews or bestseller lists. It's just whatever we're into.
Interesting. So. And then what's coming next after this one is done? Do you know what's coming up after?
Yep, we are reading. This is our July book. And then August is the book about the Lusitania. What's it called? Dead Wake. It's Eric Larson. I can't remember right now. He wrote The Devil in the White City.
Sure.
So that is next. And then we're reading an outstanding book that people should read right now, which is Make Your Home Among Strangers. It's about a woman. It's a fiction book, and she is from a family of Cuban immigrants in Miami, and she's the first in her family to go to college. And she goes to college in somewhere up north in this fictional college. But it's all these conversations with her roommate about race and other, and it's fascinating.
Did you say it's fiction or it's not fiction?
It's fiction, but then in the book, the mother in Miami is obsessed with what is basically Elian Gonzalez.
Sure.
Very good.
Interesting stuff. We stumbled around with remembering some titles, but that's, I think, how every good reader talks, is what was that book that I read once? Jacqueline Palfy-Clement, thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next time.